أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأنذرهم يوم الآزفة إذ القلوب لدى الحناجر كاظمين ما لظالمين من حميم ولا شفيع يطاع. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explained that how on the day of Qiyamah, the non-believers will plead with Allah Ta'ala that they must be given another chance to come into this world and relive their life and have an opportunity again. As was explained, Allah Ta'ala will explain that this was the highest court where this judgment was made, and there is no appeal after that. In other words, they have no chance now to come back in the world. And we are informed in the Quran, so we can take a lesson and prepare for that day and don't have to be sorry on the day of Qiyamah. Yeah, in these ayat, Allah Ta'ala further explains with regard to the day of Qiyamah to be prepared. وَانْذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْآزِفَةِ اور خبر سنا دے ان کو اس نزدیک آنے والے دن کے. And O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, warn the people of the day that is very close, Azifa, that is very close on hand. And as the Quran Sharif in many places referred to the Quran, to the day of Qiyamah, Yawm Ghad, tomorrow. So close it is like tomorrow. Now we all feel that how long my life is, my death also is not coming, and day of Qiyamah, we were reminded of it over and over, but it's not coming. But when the death of a person will come, then he will say at that time, لَبِثْتُ يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ. It looks like I only left for one day or just part of a day. And when Qiyamah will come, then a person will realize life in this dunya was extremely short. I had a very little life and I wasted that little time, and I couldn't make sabr and stay away from the temptations of dunya and guna, and I got involved in. So that day is very close. And another quality of that day, idil qulubu ladal hanajir, jis waqt dil pahunchenge galoko, and when hearts will come to the throats, we will see the great ordeals and the difficulties and hardships of that day, like when a person becomes extremely frightened. Like that will be the condition of the day of Qiyamah. Another condition of that day, kaadhimeen. Or word dabai we honge, and like a person when he becomes very angry and he controls his angry, that is called kadhim. He controls his anger, and on that day a person will not be angry on anyone else but himself. He will realize, I was told and warned about this day, and why didn't I? Like you say, I could have kicked myself. I could have killed myself. Like that, on the day of Qiyamah, a person will feel so sorry that why didn't I prepare for this day? And this preparation and this sorrow will be for everyone. Those who did prepare, they will also feel, I could have prepared even more. Why didn't I even do more? And those who did not prepare, what to say of their condition for that day? مَا لِظَانِمِينَ مِنْ حَمِيمٍ کوئی نہیں گنہگاروں کا دوست. And that day you will find that the sinners have got no friend whatsoever. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede on behalf of the believers. But the non-believers, they will have nobody to stand by their side. Can imagine if a person is in such a place where there is great difficulty. For example, he is in some foreign airport, his work is not getting done, and there is nobody that he can turn to for help. Nobody wants to help him. Nobody is looking at him. Everyone is in a nafsi alam, worried about themselves, and nobody wants to help you. All the torments of this world are nothing compared to what it will be on the day of Qiyamah. A believer will have help from other believers. A hafiz in his family will help him. A alim in his family will help him. A haji will help him. A Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede for him. la shafi'i yuta, na sifarish ke jiske baat mani jaye, neither will he have anyone to intercede on his behalf, such a person who they will listen to. You won't have anyone. So we are warned about that day. Ya'lamu kha'inat al-a'yun wa ma tukhfi as-sudur, wo janta hai chori ki nigah aur jo kuch chupa hua hai seeno mein. And that will be a day when the judge there, Allah Ta'ala, won't only go by the evidence that is laid, but Allah will know all what the eyes had stolen, all the wrong things the eyes had looked at, all the haram the eyes were informed of, and all that is being concealed in the heart, that also Allah Ta'ala will know. Such a judge here in the world, a judge, a magistrate, will only go by the evidence that is laid. And according to that, how he is proved truthful or untruthful in cross-examination, on the basis of that will the judge go. But Allah will be that judge who will know all the wrong things you had looked at, and all the haram that is in your heart, and all the evil that you had done. All that also Allah Ta'ala knows. As a poet said this very beautifully, Aankho ki choriya aur dil ki raaz, sab tu janta hai e be niyaz. Whatever the eyes are stealing and looking at other women, etc., and whatever is hidden and what you fantasizing and all your evil thoughts, Allah is fully aware of all that. Wallahu yaqdi bil haq. And instead, in spite of Allah being such a judge who knows everything, or Allah faisla karta hai insaf se, Allah's judgment will be what 100% justice. Or it is so much so that the criminal who is found guilty and sentenced, he will also in his heart feel that justice has been done. This was the right judgment for me. Such a judge is Allah Ta'ala, that each and every person will be convinced that true justice is done. And those that will get freed on the day of Qiyamah, they will realize it was the kindness of Allah that we got freed. Otherwise, we were also liable of punishment. Nobody can make Allah's ibadat as Allah is. For example, we just take a 2 rakat of namaz, which is an ibadat, a thing to please Allah. But how much don't our thoughts go where and where? What evil thoughts come in our namazes also. So where have we got anything by which we can get our salvation and we can be freed? It will be only by the favor of Allah. وَالَّذِينِ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ لَا يَقَضُونَ بِشَيْءٍ. Aur jin ko pukarta hai uske siwa nahi faisla karte kuch bhi. And those things the people are worshipping besides Allah Ta'ala, they are not going to do any judgment whatsoever. Why are the people wasting their time worshipping idols, whether idols of the past or the idols of the modern day technology, that we believe the computers do everything, that all technology, what and what way technology has gone, and technology does everything. Those things, so they won't be of any avail on the day of Qiyamah. Inna Allah huwa as-sami'ul basir. Beshak Allah jo hai wahi hai sunne wala dekhne wala. It is only Allah who is the all-hearer, the all-seer. Allah hears everything, Allah sees everything. Very fortunate is that person who has got yaqeen in the zaat of Allah and the sifat, the qualities of Allah, and he makes his life accordingly. And then Allah gives us again, so what great admonishment and advice. أَوَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ كِيَا وَوْ فِيرَي نَهِي مُلْكِ مَنْ. These people of Makkah, particularly to whom the Quran was revealed, and for all people, haven't they traveled on the earth? Haven't we studied history? Don't we know what was the rise and fall of nations? What was the Roman Empire? What was the Persian Empire? What did they think, the people of Ad and Thamud, and what finally happened to them? Don't we take a lesson from all that? فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ كَ دَيْكْتَ أَنْجَامُ kaisa hua unka jo the unse pehle. And this history has to be studied, not to know dates, not to know places and names of people, but history has to be studied to see what made the people successful and what was the cause of the failures of people. So Allah Ta'ala says, don't you see what was the result of those people that had broken the laws of Allah Ta'ala, and those people that had disbelieved, the mighty nation of Ad and Thamud, who carved out beautiful palaces which are preserved till today. If a person goes to Saudi Arabia to the north and passes by those places, those palaces of theirs which they carved out of mountains, those places are preserved till today. Though they had so much and they were so secure that they felt, they were convinced that no storm, no thunder, no lightning, no tsunami, nothing can ever destroy us. But when Allah destroyed them, they were destroyed like ants, like flies, they were destroyed. So Allah says, don't you take a lesson from them? Kanuhum ashadda minhum quwwatan wa ta unse sakht zor mein. They were much more stronger than the people of Makkah. Their bodies were so big and they were so powerful and strong. Iron was like clay in their hands. And they used to carve out their homes from mountains. Today's technology cannot do that with all the machinery that we have got. We can't do what the people of Ad and Thamud had done in their time. وَآثَارٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ اور نِشَانِيُوں میں چھوڑ گئے زمین میں. And they have left, and the signs that these were mighty nations, they have left those signs on the earth. People can see till today. If you go and see the Sphinx in Egypt, what huge things they had built at that time. If we look at any of the palaces that were built in the days of before, if we just look at the Red Fort in Delhi, those people, they did not have this machinery, this technology what we have got, but they have made such things that the signs are clear what mighty and strong nations they were. But that did not help them at all. When they broke the laws of Allah and they did not please Allah, they were taken to severe task. فَأَخَذَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ پھر ان کو پکرا اللہ نے ان کے گناہوں پر. Allah took them to task because of their sins. So we also must fear our sins very greatly. And Allah is that most merciful and kind being that just make sincere tawbah and all your sins will be forgiven. And not only forgiven, Allah will replace them with good deeds. So kind and merciful is Allah Ta'ala. وَمَا كَانَ لَهُم مِّنَ اللَّهِ مِّن وَاقٍ اور نہ ہوا ان کو اللہ سے کوئی بچانے والا. And there was nobody to save them from the wrath and anger and punishment of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah gives us a lesson. Don't think that you have got a lot of money, that you are in a safe zone and in your comfort zone, that I've got my house, I've got my security. We know today all our security fails us. It doesn't save us in any way. A person can be as healthy as he wants to, jogging every day and very particular about his food. Young boys die of heart attacks. Young girls die of heart attacks. We must not be thinking that we are safe. What keeps us safe and from the wrath and anger and punishment of Allah is the obedience of Allah, to please Allah Ta'ala. So for that, a continuous effort should be made. MashaAllah, we have a Jamaat here from the UK, and Jamaats regularly come and they invite us for the same, for the obedience of Allah. And this is what we should take to and strive, and in the path of Allah, strive in our nafs, I'll make jihad against our nafs to please Allah and to save ourselves from the wrath and anger of Allah, which can descend in this world also. Otherwise, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah does take a person to task. May Allah Ta'ala guide us to all goodness. وَاَخِرُ دَعْوَانَا